Chapter 36. The jury was out just over an hour. They had wanted to hit the county up for one last lunch before they took their vote. They returned looking relaxed and ready to go home. Two members smiled at Thaddeus. One man looked intently at Ermeline and shook his head. He would later tell her that he was embarrassed for what she had been put through. He actually apologized to her. The jury forewoman handed the verdict to the clerk, who handed it to the judge. He slipped his glasses down on his nose and read, and then peered over at the jury.
"Ladies and gentlemen, is this your verdict?"
They all nodded in the jury box. Several mumbled, "Yes." The judge handed the verdict to the clerk and asked her to read it, which she did.
"We, the jury, duly impaneled in the above entitled cause, do find the defendant not guilty."
Joy erupted on Ermeline's side of the room. She stood and threw her arms around Thaddeus and sobbed. He handed her several tissues, and she pressed them hard against her eyes and wept. Rolanda Barr turned to Thaddeus and said simply,
"Congrats, counselor. See you next time."
She quickly left the courtroom. Several jurors made their way to Ermeline. They patted her shoulder, and one woman asked for a hug. Ermeline hugged and cried some more.
"I just want to go home, Thad. Will you take me home?"
Thaddeus said of course he would, but they would have to stop by the kindergarten on the way and pick up Jamie. Ermeline's mother, Georgiana Armentrout, came bursting through the swinging gate and enveloped her daughter in loving arms.
"Hate courtrooms, hate cops," she hissed. "But they got this right this time. Come on, let's get you home."
Thaddeus told Deputy Dale Harshman that Ermeline would drop by the jail later this week and pick up her purse and other things. Dale shook his head. "Unnecessary," he told Thaddeus. "We'll bring them to her house and drop them off. It's the least we can do." Christine collected up all defense legal pads, books, and other papers and snugged them inside her red gym bag.
"Good for me,"
she said, and left for the office, a very determined smile on her face.